With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has confirmed Scott Turner to serve as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Bob Agnew reports.
Turner is a former NFL player who said during confirmation hearings that HUD has failed in its core mission and shared his passion for addressing the problem. Quote, as a country, we're not building enough housing. We need millions of homes, all kinds of homes, multifamily, single family, duplex, condos, manufactured housing, you name it. Democrats John Fetterman and Peter Welch voted alongside all Republicans in confirming Turner on a vote of 55-44. Bob Agnew reporting.
Turner's confirmation comes after Pam Bondi was sworn in as the nation's attorney general. Also at SRNNews.com, another federal court orders a halt to President Trump's executive order on so-called birthright citizenship.
U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, appointed by former President Biden, said no court in the country has endorsed the Trump administration's interpretation of the 14th Amendment. This court will not be the first. Trump's birthright citizenship order was already on temporary hold because of a separate suit brought by four states where a judge called it blatantly unconstitutional. The Trump administration asserts children of non-citizens are not subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. and therefore not entitled to citizenship. I'm Julie Walker.
France's government, surviving a no-confidence vote in the country's 2025 budget, finally adopted. This helped ease some of the turmoil in one of the world's biggest economies. A male suspect arrested after a shooting at a cosmetics warehouse in Ohio that left one person dead, five others wounded. The victims of the shooting in New Albany taken to the hospital, no word on their condition. The Dow is up 250 points, but the NASDAQ composite losing 13. This is SRN News. People are reading the Bible in the Middle East.
Only about 5% of the people who live in that region are Christians, but the super popular YouVersion Bible app has seen a 166% increase in downloads there. That means a lot of Muslims are getting interested in Christianity and want to read the Bible. In Egypt alone, where only 10% of the population is Christian, YouVersion downloads are up 94%. As always, persecution and isolation only seem to increase the spread of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maryland Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of a 2023 law that ends the state statute of limitations on child sexual abuse lawsuits. The legislation adopted after a report that exposed widespread wrongdoing within the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore. The report included details of about more than 150 Catholic priests and others associated with the diocese abusing over 600 children. This is SRN News. President Trump clarifies his administration's posture towards Iran. We have the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Reports that the United States and Israel will together launch airstrikes into Iran are simply untrue. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump said his preference is to renew the nuclear agreement with Iran that he worked to kill during his first term in office. Tweeting on his Truth social platform, the president said reports that the United States, working in conjunction with Israel, is going to blow Iran into smithereens are greatly exaggerated. He said instead that he wants Iran to be a great country, but it cannot have a nuclear weapon. A verified peace agreement is the alternative. He also signed a memorandum reinstating economic sanctions on Iran. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.